Welcome back to On the Low Podcast. I'm your boy Low. This is going to be our fourth episode, and today I'm going to dedicate this whole episode to free agency. NFL free agency is here. Today is the first day. Mixed feelings. As I say on every episode, I'm a Ravens fan. We did not do a damn thing today. My girl's a Cowboys fan. My friends, family, they're pretty much Cowboys fans. They didn't do a damn thing today. But lose people, lost a center, lost Armstrong, a DN. But we're going to get into it. Let's get into it. So pretty much the biggest signing so far, at least in my opinion, it kind of hurt my soul. I'm not going to even lie to you. It kind of hurt my soul. Kirk Cousins went to the Falcons. Now, for the Falcons as an organization, I do not hate the pickup. But it does tell me two things. One, which I agree with. They feel like they have the pieces right now to win a championship. They feel like we have the pieces right now to win a championship. And when I say right now, I mean within the next 2-3 years. And they prioritize winning sooner rather than later. The reason I think this, obviously, because the other quarterback that was some whispers, it was almost damn near guaranteed Justin Fields to Atlanta. I really, really wanted Justin Fields with Atlanta. Justin Fields, Drake, Bijan, Pitts. I'm talking about that's something that can compete 5, 6, 7 years. All of those players are 25 and under. So we went out, not we, Atlanta went out and got Kirk Cousins. Is Kirk Cousins the better quarterback at this moment in time? Yes, he is. He's the more experienced quarterback. If you're trying to win now, is Kirk Cousins the best option for you versus Justin Fields? I think anybody will tell you the answer is obviously yes. But the problem with that is we know what Kirk Cousins is. And I'm not even saying I don't think you can win a championship with Kirk Cousins. Kirk Cousins is a championship level quarterback in an NFL Super Bowl, maybe could get MVP quarterback. I'm not gonna sit here and act like Kirk Cousins is a scrub. He is not. He is. I understand once you get towards the playoffs, we kind of tend to underperform, and during the season, there's always some type of storyline. Jefferson not getting the ball. We turn over. It's always something with Kirk Cousins. Maybe he has a plethora of more haters out there than he does fans. Maybe people just don't like the guy. That's not the case. He has had some mishaps consistently throughout the season, especially when we get to the playoffs. I think he can win a championship if you give him the pieces needed. On offense and defense, he can win a chip. Minnesota didn't do that. Atlanta, Bijan, he will have a running game. And a running back who can play all three downs, third down, you don't have to take him out. He can run any route. You have Drake, big body receiver. Not the speediest. Big body. You got Pitts. One of the best tight ends in the league. And runs a 4-4. You can put him outside. He can be outside receiver. You can put him on the inner line. He can be a tight end. You can put him in a slot. He has not been used enough. Bijan has not been used enough, and to put an end to that point, those weapons are better than the weapons he had in Minnesota. He had one weapon. Justin Jefferson, and that's it. Before they got rid of Dalvin Cook. And he was on a decline. Bijan is on a up. If you pair this, just think about this. This is the world I'm living in. This is what's in my head. In a perfect world, okay. Justin Fields traded to Atlanta. He has a running game, a decent O-line, a decent to above average O-line, a decent to above average receiving core. Well, a decent to above average receiving core. An above average defense. Justin Fields' ceiling is higher than Kirk Cousins. We know what Kirk Cousins, what his ceiling is. And it's not horrible. It's right underneath all pro. He can make an all pro, and maybe he did, and it's right there in that range to barely make an all pro, one of the top 10 in NFL. He's top 10 consistently. You can't get that a lot. You can rarely ever get that in free agency. I understand. But also what you can't usually get is a young star, not even off his first contract yet, has the potential to be MVP in the National Football League. He has that type of talent if he gets the correct coaching and buys in somewhere, has a consistent offensive coordinator, has a consistent offensive line, consistent weapons around him. I think he can get there. I think he wants to get there. I think he will work to get there with the right opportunity, with the right organization. Obviously, Chicago is not that. We've pretty much concluded that they're taking Caleb Williams, which I can understand. Everybody wants that special quarterback. The problem is, I think Justin Fields is special. I think he needs some fine tuning. He needs to maybe sit down, watch film with a Tom Brady, a Drew Brees, whatever, film time, footwork, whatever he needs to do. I think he will do it. Maybe he just needs some direction. Maybe he's already in this offseason. Maybe he's, we don't know. But I don't know if the potential of what that team could be for the next 5+ years. I don't know if I could have let that go. I don't think I could have let it go. I don't think I could have let it go. And that's the reason why I'm not a GM. Because you put Kirk Cousins in my face and you put Justin Fields in my face. Obviously, Kirk Cousins is the better quarterback. And if I want to win next year, if I want to win the year after that, I'm picking Kirk Cousins, the 35-year-old Kirk Cousins. Now, if I'm thinking technically we should make the playoffs next year. That's our goal, make the playoffs. Obviously, every year, every team should try to put, we want to win a Super Bowl. Not realistic for every team. The Panthers are not winning a Super Bowl next year. It's not happening. Tennessee Titans are not winning a Super Bowl next year. Okay? Let's have realistic goals. All right. Now we put that there. First year, Atlanta almost made the playoffs last year. No quarterback. Ritter. Horrible. Trash, nothing. As a player, sorry, none personal. You played horrible, none personal. Had Heineke in there, Hinkie, my guy. I actually like him. He's one of the best backups in the league. I would keep him. That's it. You had horrible quarterback play, and you almost made the playoffs. Justin Fields is automatically an upgrade. Automatically an upgrade in your rushing game. Automatically upgrading your passing game. He upgrades your team substantially from what you have now already, and you are already a trending playoff team. You're trending towards the playoffs. So first year, Justin Fields with Atlanta, I would assume playoffs is our goal. Now, depending on how that year went, then we can readjust year 2 and 3. But by year really by year 3-4, we should be one of them. Top five in the league. Bijan not even on his fifth year option yet. Kyle Pitts, he will be. That's a good sign. Drake London won't be. I think he might have a year or two left. You have time. You have players. Now, the only bad thing about that is Justin Fields, I think he only has 2 years left, 1 year, if they pick up his fifth-year option. I'm not signing him to a long-term deal until I see something crazy. So that's a downside to that. Arguing against myself right now. That's a downside to that. But it's the risk of him becoming one of the next superstar MVP caliber players, which he has potential to be. Is the risk of missing out on that, is it worth it? For a couple years of Kirk Cousins is a great quarterback. I'm not telling anybody what they can't do or what they won't do. If somebody told me, you have to bet me right now, when you get $10 billion, lose, you die. Kirk Cousins winning the Super Bowl next year with Atlanta. I would take my money and I would never work again. I don't think anybody. The offense looks wonderful on paper. Oh, the offense looks crazy. Crazy. Especially Kirk Cousins comes back healthy. Crazy. Add another wide receiver piece. Crazy. But it's Kirk Cousins. And until you show me, I really don't know what you want me to do. Until you show me you got that, until you show me you can do that, keep that same energy you have with Lamar. Keep that same energy you have with all the other quarterbacks. Well, it's usually only with Lamar, but show me. Kirk Cousins is 35 years old. 35. And I believe the only time his team has been to the conference championship, it was when he got hurt. Stephon Diggs made the crazy up down the sideline of Saints. That's the only time I think his team went there. And he was not the quarterback. So, I am not all the way bought in on Kirk Cousins to the Super Bowl. He has the weapons to be the top five to be a top five offense in the NFL next year. He has the weapons to do that. Easily, consistently, if nobody gets hurt. If the O-line is average to slightly above average, you have the weapons to be top five offensively. Take some pressure off your defense. You should be a top 15 running game. I'm not going to put top 10, top 5 on that because Bijan, he does more than run. Drake should go over 1,000 yards. Pitts should go over 1,000 yards. They got really rid of Calvin Ridley. The Calvin Ridley trade didn't make any sense to me when it happened. He didn't do much last year, so it could be understandable, but that's just my opinion. I could be wrong, and Kirk Cousins could ball out next year, and then we sitting here talking about Kirk Cousins on the Super Bowl. It could happen. And I would be happy for the guy. I would be happy for Kirk Cousins. I just don't see it. I see them, and this might sound stupid, and I understand if you don't agree. I see them winning a championship with Justin Fields before Kirk Cousins. Some people have that it factor or even have potential to have an it factor. And some people are just ride along. Oh, he's doing good. Oh, he's good. Oh, he's very, oh, he real good. He very good. He real good. But not good enough to get you right over that hump. He can give you over that playoff hump. Playoff win hump. That conference championship hump. Oh. Super Bowl hump. Oh. I haven't seen it. He showed me that I have nothing else. Hall of Fame career. He already Hall of Fame in my book when it comes to getting money. Tell you that much. I think before this contract, he was at 230-something million. Already in career earnings. Before this extra 90 guaranteed is on there. He already in my book. Top 10 paper getter. We talking about Super Bowls. I would have took Justin Fields over Kirk. Talking about just winning games, getting to the playoffs, maybe get to a conference championship, and that's your goal, and period, that's it, for the next 2 or 3 years, and that's it. Kirk, understandable. Makes sense. Those are the two options for me, and they made that decision. Do I agree with it? No, but I understand it. And it's not stupid. It's not idiotic. It's very logical. But logic don't always get the prize. No risk it, no biscuit. Now, you could have got Justin Fields, and he could turn out to be a bust. And you, it could be bad. He could play bad. He could regress. He could turn into a shell of himself. We've seen it. Do I think that would happen? No. I think Justin Fields will flourish in his next opportunity if they have decent enough weapons and protection to give him an opportunity to showcase his talents. But anything can happen. So that's a risk right there. You could have nothing. You could be back where you were. Probably not, but it could happen. Do I think Kirk Cousins is going to do that? Well, we know what Kirk Cousins is. That's why he's the safer choice. We know what he is. We know what he's going to do. That play is at a high level. But it only lasts for so much. And when it gets to the playoffs, it kind of, oof. And then we back to square one in the offseason talking about, oh, what are we going to do with, is Kirk Cousins going to stay? Are they going to find another option? That's just me, though. That's just me. Another signing. Russell Wilson signed to the Steelers. Before I give my opinion on the signing, I just want to say this. And let's just move on as a community, a football community. Let's move on. Let go of your Russell Wilson hate. Let it go. Please just let it go. If you don't like Russell Wilson because of the guy you think he is, we none of us know him, first of all. Interviews, things you hear in the media, don't like him because of that, let's keep it at that. Let's not make it about the play. Because the play last year was above average. It was not horrible. Is he obviously regressing from what he used to be? Every older player does it. This is the only person I've seen sustain greatness for a crazy amount of time. We already know Tom. I think Tom last year, he threw for 4,200 yards. Disgusting. Yes, he regressed. But just because he regressed and he's not the quarterback he used to be does not mean he's not a good quarterback. Russell Wilson is a difference maker. He's a above average quarterback. He's more than an above average quarterback. I'm just saying he's good. He's right below the great, hovering. I think he can still get back up there. He got weapons. He got Pickens coming. I think they trading the other star receiver. Let's just stop the hate. His play to hate ratio is not proportional. His play to hate ratio is not proportional. He did not play bad enough to get the type of hate he's getting. If you're hating him due to off the field things, interviews, other rumors you heard about him, oh, I have my own office in the building and I didn't speak to other players, all that other stuff, keep it at that. let's not make it about the on the field actual stats, actual highlights, actual plays on the field. Let's keep it to off the field stuff. We can separate the two. Oh, he played well today. I just don't like the guy though. Hey, you don't like him, you don't like him. But let's not make up stuff. Your eyes are seeing him play good. Let's not make up stuff just because you don't like the guy. You don't like the way he talks. You don't like the way he interviews. You don't like you just don't like the guy. I don't like the way he talks either. I want him to get a little more aggressive. Talk a little bit more shit. Get in his bag a little bit more. That's not him. He has to be him. Now, the signing to the Steelers, if I'm going to give it a grade, I didn't give the Falcons to Kirk Cousins. I'm going to get out of grade. I'm going to say a B minus. B minus to B plus. I'm going to go B minus for me. Russell Wilson trade, I'll get out of C plus. Not trade, but signing for the Steelers, C plus. B. Falcons, Kirk Cousins, B plus. Russ, Steelers, B. Obviously, he's better than Rudolph. Obviously, he's better than, I'm not going to even say his name because it doesn't deserve to be said. He came in. Pickett, I'll just say it. Pickett. He came in. Got every opportunity for 2 years straight to lead this team. And they had to bring Mason Rudolph off the bench to do the job. Pickett can't even be my backup. I can't let him be my backup. I cannot let you be my backup. So he's coming into that quarterback room. Mason Rudolph, Kenny Pickett. Obviously, he's winning the job because he has no competition. He has none. If we get to September, August, we're hearing about a competition. Shut it down. Turn the TV off. We're living in a matrix. Kenny Pickett is done. Put a fork in him. And it's not because I'm a Ravens fan. It's because it's the truth. Put a fork in him. He's done. Mason Rudolph. He's a decent backup quarterback. What he did last year is what you would expect out of a backup quarterback. Starter was not playing well, or the starter gets hurt. You come in and you keep the team afloat. And he did more than keep the team afloat. He added value to the team. Did they do anything when they made the playoffs? No. Obviously, they shouldn't even made the playoffs. The way Mike Tomlin is dragging these teams to the playoffs is unheard of. He will not mess up his never losing record. And all that does not matter. Russell Wilson joining the Steelers does not matter. Russell Wilson is the fourth best quarterback in that division. Deshaun Watson is ahead of him. Joe Burrow is obviously ahead of him. And then we have the great Lamar Jackson. My beef with the Steelers pickup is the same thing I said about the Falcons. I know, I'll say this, Russell Wilson is more of a wild card than Kirk Cousins. Because I think Russell has more in the tank that we may have seen. I don't think he is what he was last year, which was not bad. Like I keep saying, he was not a bad quarterback last year. He was above average. but he wasn't that elite quarterback that we saw in Seattle, obviously. Do I think he can reach the level to that elite level again? It's dangerous because it's with Mike Tomlin. I think with Mike Tomlin, it's gonna be a lot better relationship than Sean Payton, obviously. Sean Payton never wanted him there. So that's why I'm so hesitant to say, oh, we know what we're getting for Russell Wilson, because he was in a bad environment. Him and Sean Payton was going at each other's necks. It looked unprofessional. That's just me. It looked unprofessional. He had a vendetta against him from the get-go, and he never let it go. Something happened at the beginning. He heard something. He saw something. They had one conversation went wrong. Something happened, and he never let that go. Then coaching players. I don't care how old you are. You can still learn. You can still be coached. I don't care if you're in your 30s. You can still be coached. You can still get better. You can still learn more, become more knowledgeable. I think Mike Tomlin is going to bring that. He's going to bring a positive environment, a learning environment, an environment people usually flourish under. Every single year, Mike Tomlin turns a 6-something, a 5-something, a 7-something team into 8-8 or above. Every single year. Since Ben Roethlisberger left, definitely. It was even some years before he left, there was a little, ooh. Tomlin and Russell Wilson will be a great pairing. But like I just previously said, the problem I have with them is the same thing I have with the Falcons. I don't see them winning a championship. I think they have better odds. Which sounds weird because the Falcons division is a lot easier than the Steelers. But when you're talking about the head coach, the J.J. Watts of the world, T.J. Watts of the world, when you think of Minka, when you just think of the Steelers legacy, you just feel like they have a better chance. Maybe if you don't even have the better team on paper, but they still should have got Justin Fields. I know it sounds stupid. Russell Wilson and Kirk Cousins under Justin Fields for me. I'm talking about longevity. You have to take a chance. Obviously, Justin Fields is not better than either one of these quarterbacks right now. At this moment in time, he's not better. But it's over. Russell Wilson is not going to turn into some crazy other version that we never seen before. The best he could do is be his best. Be the best he's been. He's on a downturn. If he could reach back to his highest peak with the Seahawks, which I'm not telling nobody they can't do anything. It's improbable. It's probably not going to happen. If Kirk Cousins could reach his peak, which I don't even know what Kirk Cousins' peak is, to be honest with you, if I'm going to be totally honest, I don't know what that peak is. He's doing what he usually does. He's pretty consistent. I don't know what that peak is. Those peaks are not higher than Justin Fields' potential peak. Not higher. This guy is damn near faster than Lamar Jackson. He has arm strength. He has accuracy. We need coach. Just coach. Mike Tomlin loves to coach. He loves for his coaches to coach. Like Mike Tomlin said, these coaches want finished products. People just come in here and get it. No, we have to coach. Where did coaching go? This is where your eyes should have been on this play. This is why that throw went over his head. Your feet, right? This is coaching. With that coaching, with Justin Fields' ability, with that culture, with that team, I, as a Ravens fan, would have been scared. I've been slightly shaken. I heard Russell Wilson sign to the Steelers, and I didn't blink an eye. I said, oh, good for him. That's good. He got him a team. He's going to have a good coach. But they're not going to do a fucking thing. Nothing. They're not going to do a damn thing. Now, are they going to lose out the whole division and not win it? Obviously, I mean, this is Steelers. They'll probably win one game against us. Win one against the Browns. They'll compete. They'll compete. They will not be better than the Ravens. They will not be better than the Browns. And I very, 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 I highly doubt they're better than the Browns. Ravens won, Bengals second, Browns third, Steelers. You could have changed that with the potential Justin Fields would have brought you. Or Justin Fields could have shit the bed and you had nothing again. But you know how to work with nothing, because I promise you he'll still be better than Mason Rudolph. I promise you he'll still be better than Kenny Pickett. Work with that for a couple years. Then go get you somebody. When is another time another free agent like this is going to be available? Russell Wilson might be available again by then. Get one of these picks coming in the draft. Trade up. Something. We're going to have to do something. That's the downfall of always winning. That's the downfall of never having a losing season. You don't get good draft picks. You don't get high enough to be able to go up there and pick one of those elite quarterbacks. Yes, a lot of years, some has fallen. Pat, Lamar. You could catch one, but the odds are very low. So if I'm going to risk it, or if I'm going to bring somebody on my team, I'm picking the one who can potentially give me that star power for the next 5+ years. Not the one who's on his farewell tour. He's not. This is not his last year. He might could play 5 more years. But he's going down, not up. Justin Fields obviously can get better. We see where he has room for improvement. That's a good thing and a bad thing. Russell Wilson, I'm not saying, obviously, like I said, you can always learn, you can always get better, you can always do better. But it is what it is. It is what it is. We know what we know. We see what we see. He's not about to get faster. His arm not about to get stronger. He can get smarter. He can have better habits. He can try to adjust his instincts. Better fundamentals. He can do that stuff. But athletic ability-wise, which is one of the reasons why he was one of the elite quarterbacks, down. All that running 4 or 5 circles in the backfield and throwing something crazy at a corner end zone with precise. Down. It's not him no more. I pray I'm wrong. I hope I'm wrong. I like competition. I don't want to dog him out every week. I don't want to dog him out every week. I like competition. Bring it. Do I see it happening? Hell to the fuck no. I don't see it happening. And that's just my opinion. Still get a grade of B. Another quarterback, Baker Mayfield, staying with the Bucks. I'm proud of Baker. I like Baker. It's a good deal. The Bucks, where was the Bucks on? Where were they going to go? They made the playoffs. They're not high enough to get a good draft pick. Drake May, Jaden Daniels, Caleb Williams. They're not high enough. They maybe can get Ritter. Whitler, South Carolina. He's good. I think he's gonna be decent. Maybe more than decent. It's always that one quarterback that comes out of nowhere. You never know. You're not getting one of those top three, though. You're not getting Drake. You're not getting Caleb. You're not getting Daniels. So, I guess the best choice after that, let's just sign Baker for 3 more years. Let's see what we do. We signed Mike. We got Mike back, which I didn't like. I like for the Bucks, but I didn't like for us because I actually wanted us to get him. But that's another story for a different day. Good pickup. B+ for the Bucks. Pickup for Baker. Staying with his team. Decent contract. $115 million. I think that's with incentives. Incentives. I think that's $115 million with incentives. Guaranteed probably $50 million, I think I heard. Good deal. Good team-friendly deal. You have room to build around that. $50 million guaranteed. $115 at its max. That's a good deal in today's NFL. One sign from my team, which is not a new signing, but I'm glad we got it done. Justin Madubuike. 4 years, $98 million. I'm glad you got it done. I'm glad you got it done. Now, if we could only have kept Queen, asking for a lot. It would have been nice, though. Okay, some other signings. Chris Jones got to the bag, boy. Got to the bag. 5 years, $90 million guaranteed. Signing is an A++. He's one of the main reasons they won the Super Bowl. He's right there. I think it's maybe only Patrick above him. That's how it's Pat is Patrick, him, then Kelsey. They would not have won the Super Bowl if they didn't sign him last year. If he sat out the rest of the year, wanted his money, they would have not won the Super Bowl. That's how important he was. Great signing. Now the Chiefs, they need to get a receiver. Before old boy ran the 4-2-1 for Texas, right? I believe his name is. Before he ran that, they had him going the last pick of the first round to the Chiefs. He's not making it there, my guy. He's not making it there. I pray they don't go after Keon Coleman. I pray the 4-6 deters them. Please deter. Shoot. I want him for myself. Pause. Ravens. We need him. That's a crazy outside threat. His football speed is better than his track, than his 40 time may show. We saw him going through the gauntlet at 20 miles per hour, the fastest out of all the receivers. Radius, crazy. After the catchability, yak is ridiculous. He getting drunk off that. I want that. All right, now just get to the, I wouldn't say the most important part of free agency so far, but definitely the most interesting. The running backs. Let's grade the running backs. We got Saquon Barkley going to the Eagles. How do we let the Eagles get Saquon Barkley? How did that happen? How did we let the Eagles? It was supposed to be the Ravens, I didn't even mind the Cowboys. You let the Eagles get Saquon. The Eagles. Gonna be a long year. I promise you, that stuff that happened last year, you can let that go. You got 1 year of that. You ain't getting that out of Jalen again. You're not getting that out of AJ again. You're not getting that out of Devontae again. That end of the year stuff, you can let that go. You can let that go. With this running game they're gonna have, with the threat Saquon is out the backfield catching the ball. Woo, Jesus, why did y'all let that happen? Ravens, what was your bid? Cowboys, what was your bid? What was your bid? Giants, why are you such idiots and let him go in the first place? How did y'all let that happen? I don't even... A++ signing. They damn near won the offseason already. One messed up thing I saw today. We know business is business. We know. I don't care how long you've been with the team. Business is business. We can let you go at any time. Packers signed Josh Jacobs. At first, everybody was, oh, Josh Jacobs, Eric going in the same backfield. This is about to be crazy. You gave this boy a run. Aaron Jones released. I hate that for you. I hate that for you, Packers fans. I hate that for you. You messed up. You messed up. He was the engine for your whole offense. Josh Jacobs, great running back. One of the best. Two different styles. Younger. Less expensive, maybe. Depending on, I don't know. I believe they were having contract talks with Aaron Jones. Maybe Josh Jacobs' number was a little bit lower. Or maybe they just were looking for something new. Could be. 4 years, $48 million. $10 million and some change a year. I would have gave this an A++. Josh Jacobs and Aaron Jones in the same backfield. People don't prioritize the running game like they should. I would have took that cap hit this year. I would have took that this year. I understand you might need some receiver help. You're losing some people on the O-line. If I could, if any way possible, if I could keep both of those running backs in my backfield, I would have did it. Maybe they couldn't have. They need to sign some people on the old line. They need to handle some situation on the defense. Maybe they could not have done it. It just seemed disrespectful to me. Aaron Jones has done for the Packers. He was their team last year. Love is great. I think he's going to be a great quarterback. He played great last year. But that team ran through Aaron Jones last year. And you just kick him to the curb. And the reason I was laughing earlier. And the reason I'm sad for you, the Packer fans. One, because you never got to experience that Josh Jacobs, Aaron Jones backfield. And two, it's because the Ravens are in talks with Aaron Jones. It is your loss. It is your loss. If we come up off your loss, that's on you. If we come up off of your loss, that's on you. We'll love him like he want to be loved. Like he needs to be loved. Like he craves to be loved. If we don't get Derrick Henry. If we get Derrick Henry, somebody else can have him. Aaron can go somewhere else. Dallas needs a running back. That's a good pickup. People been tearing Dallas up for years. Maybe it's time to join the club. Possible. Possible. Because Dallas been getting tagged. Darren Armstrong, 3 for 45. Their center, I believe, first name Tyler, both to Washington. Lost somebody else too. They've been intact. 3 or 4 free agents already left. Shit, the Ravens lost 4. Geno to the Bengals, 2 for 15. We can't give our third safety 2 for 15. Gus Edwards to the Chargers. Back with a Harbaugh. Back with Roman. Good move for him. We lost some people too. But we already have more pieces. We have we have pretty much the same receiving core as last year. Obviously, we're missing Odell. Not mad if he doesn't sign back. I got my 1 year I needed with Odell and Lamar. I got my 1 year. That was a beautiful year. Beautiful year. I got my 1 year. I was blessed to see Lamar Jackson throw a pass to Odell Beckham, my number 1 and 2 players in the NFL. That's a blessing, and I will never forget it. I'm not greedy. Somebody else can have Odell. Bateman needs those targets. He needs those yards. He deserved it. I saw the routes he was running last year. I saw the separation he was getting last year. He deserves those targets and yards. And we're probably going to get a younger receiver in the draft too. Maybe Xavier Worthy, 421. Hopefully who I want, Keon Coleman, Florida State. There's some options out there. I just thought the Packers thing was messed up. Switching running backs like that. I understand it. It's a business. Aaron Jones been your team, though. He was your guy. He was your boy. I know this is not really significant for some other people, but Antonio Gibson to the Patriots, that's a very below the radar pickup. I like Gibson. One of the most versatile backs in the NFL. Can do everything out the backfield. First, second, third down. Catch with the best of them. I like that pickup. I like it. One thing, it's always one of these a year. I really don't understand. The Browns have done this 2 times now. They traded for Amari Cooper for the sixth round pick. And they traded for Jerry Jeudy for a 5th and 6th. How are we letting go of these people for 5th and 6th round picks? I really want to understand. Maybe I'm missing something. I could be talking out of my. I could be horrible right now. Jerry Jeudy, 5th and 6th pick. Jerry Jeudy is not a 4th pick, 4th round pick. 3rd is pushing it. I understand. I'm not saying 3. Obviously, not no 2 or 1. It's crazy. 4th and 5th. A 4th and 5th. 5th and 6th is just a little crazy to me. That's it. It's just a little crazy. That's me, though. It's always one of them. Why did Amari Cooper get traded to the Browns by Dallas for a 6th? And then continues to get better. He's not even 30 yet. Can you imagine Amari Cooper and CD on the same team right now? This CD? Those are my takeaways from the first day so far. Oh, also, Brian Burns got a crazy bag. got a crazy bag. Brian Burns got traded from the Panthers to the Giants, 5 years, $150 million. 87.5 guaranteed. Disgusting bag. Congratulations to him. Disgusting bag. I was kind of pissed off when they franchise tag him. I understand business. I'm not about to not get anything for you. You're my highest commodity. I'm getting something for you. I believe they got a second and a third. Understand. Now, if the only reason I don't like the franchise tag use in that situation is because I believe they were having contract talks. Didn't amount to anything. He said he was going to leave. I believe they put out they was going to let him go, tagged him. But what I'm guessing is what happened was that they had a conversation that, oh, we can't get a deal done. We're going to tag you and trade you away, I promise you, and we'll get you your deal. And that's what they did. So, hey, if that was a conversation, kudos to the Panthers being stand up. And it's a win-win. Second and third, $150 million. Ridiculous. Christian Wilkins, 4 years, $110 mil. Disgusting. Disgusting. I believe around $75 mil guaranteed. Disgusting. You deserve every bit of that. Every bit of it. You watch him with Miami last year, last 2 years. You deserve every bit of that. Watching a couple episodes of Hard Knocks, you deserve every bit of that. One of the best D linemen in the NFL. Kudos to you. Now, one guy I wanted, but maybe I want all of them. I want all the receivers. Gabe Davis. I wanted Gabe Davis. I wanted Gabe Davis. I understand we have a plethora of receivers in the draft this year. One of the best drafts ever for receiver position. They say this every year. I wanted Gabe Davis. Hey, I think he got 3 years, $39 million. We could have did that. 3 years, $39 million. I think we gave Odell 15 in 1 year. We could have did $339 million. Gabe, I think... maybe I don't want to be extra. Gabe is going to be special with the right opportunities. He's walking in that Jaguars team right now. He can take that number one spot if they don't bring Calvin Ridley back. Even if they do, he can take that number one spot. And he could be that premier guy. He has the hands. He has the route running. He has the yak ability. He get tipsy. He has everything you need in a number one receiver. He just hasn't been given the proper chance. Not his fault. Not really all the way the Bills' fault. They have Stephon Diggs. Enough said. It's Stephon, and then, I mean, Stephon up there with the greats. Once he steps off the field, he's a Hall of Famer. That's how cold Stephon is. Gabe can be a number one receiver, premier number one receiver in the league with a chance. And I think he's going to get that chance this year if Trevor Lawrence gives him a proper chance. Jesus. I think he's going to go off. I hope he goes off. I can tell a lot of people I told you so. Gabe Davis is going to be a guy. I'm not saying he's going to be top five. Top 10, 15. Top 50, 10, 15. I can see that. I wanted him. I think he would have been a great ad. Now, the Gabe Davis pickup. A. I fucks with it. Jerry Jeudy. Trade. B. Fucks with it. Chris Jones deal, A. Justin Madubuike, A. Baker Mayfield, B. be Brian Burns. Hey, the Giants gave up a lot. I ain't gonna lie to you. Well, I mean, they didn't give up a lot. They gave up a lot of cap. I don't know how they can finagle the little cap situation. I don't know what their cap is. Wouldn't pay Saquon, though? 3 for 39? Or 3 for 37, I'm sorry? They got a lot of stuff they need to deal with. Daniel Jones, gotta get him out of there. It's a lot of stuff. It's a lot of stuff. That's pretty much the first day of free agency. Next week, we'll come back and see how the week went. Hopefully, oh my God, hope we didn't even talk about Derrick Henry. I need Derrick Henry on the Ravens. I hear he's in talks with the Ravens. I saw he just bought a house in Dallas. It's some Cowboys rumors. I don't know if Jerry can open that bag up. I think the Ravens will open that bag up for Derrick Henry. Derrick Henry and Keaton Mitchell in that backfield, I'm telling you, it's going to be something disgusting if we can stay healthy. Disgusting if we get, that's the only pick I need. That's the only pickup I need. Give me Derrick Henry and I'll give you death. They're killing everybody. Give me Derrick Henry and it's over. Bengals, Browns, Chiefs, Bills, Jags, everybody, Colts, over. You're done with. You're done with. We're killing you. We're killing you. Lamar, Bate, Zay, Andrews, Likely, Henry, Mitchell, add Keon Campbell on the outside. Add one of these receivers. It's deep. Deep ever. The deepest ever. You give me that, I give you a chip. You give me that, I will give you a chip. That's all I'm going to say about it. Hopefully, next time you see me, I'm rolling around in money bags. I'm going to go to the bank. I'm going to take out 100 ones. Fuck it. I'm going to take about 500 ones out. I'm going to pour them in a bathtub and just lay there. I want to see Derrick Henry on the Ravens. Not yesterday, not tomorrow, now. I want it done now. And you got the power to change that, Kev. I'm talking to EDC. Thank you for joining the fourth episode. These next couple episodes, especially all the way up to the draft, going to be very free agency heavy. Very, very draft heavy. We're going to do some deep diving into different positions in the draft, different teams, what the needs are. Pickups, releases. We get into all that. I love the football season, but free agency is wonderful. 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 It gets me hype. Stay tuned. Gonna be back. Episode 5.